Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
By far the most annoying thing of any job is doing OH&S.
Yep.
Particularly if you're an OH&S officer and that is your job.
Yeah, well, that's
I mean, that must be hell.
Do they have to do separate OH&S training?
Yeah, probably.
Because they're the I would have thought they'd be the expert, wouldn't they?
Well, everyone has to do it. And that's what we found out today. This radio show has had to do some OH&S.
Yep.
I have realised there's some gaping holes in what we've been putting to air.
Really?
So before 1 a.m, I'd like to do an assessment of this show.
Yep.
I think we're in big trouble.
As in career-threatening trouble?
Well, we're going to have to make some changes because after running through some of the guidelines today, if a boss was to tune into this show, which thankfully hasn't happened yet, by the fact that we're still on, as soon as they tune in, you'll know. If we're not on one night, a boss has heard the show.
That's what's happened.
Yeah. And they've pulled the plug straight away.
Sure.
But they're definitely going to pull the plug if we don't sort out how dangerous some stuff is around here.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
It's the bottom of the barrel.
Dom, the news is every night on television. Unfortunately, though, there's not always enough news to fill the show. So sometimes they have to scrape the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a slow news day. I've collected 3 examples of bottom of the barrel news from the last week.
Mm.
I have our top 3 contenders.
So you've ducked all the way down to the bottom of the barrel yourself?
Yeah, I put my hand down there.
What's it like down there?
Sticky.
Sticky.
Our first one comes from Win News in Tasmania, Dom, who were covering a big sports story.
Glenorchy's YMCA hosting the Northern Suburbs Open, attracting some of the best table tennis players from across the state.
Right in the bottom of the barrel there, guys. Table tennis.
Tasmania's table tennis tournaments. And this sounds like the heats.
I think 7 has the cricket, 9 has the tennis. Do you know who has the rights to the ping pong? Did those go for multi-million dollars?
It sounds like a great venue too, the YMCA.
I think the next one is from this evening, Dom. This was 7 News in Sydney.
Okay.
Big city.
Yep.
Big city. They're doing this.
Tomato sauce at the ready. Australia's best sausage rolls have been named and they're right here in Sydney. We're told the secret to tasty sausage rolls is great ingredients, including pork, fennel and pastry made with real butter.
That's right. This just in, tonight on the news, we're just going to list the ingredients of bakery items.
I think it's very important we stress, this isn't Sunrise or a variety show.
No.
This is the 6 p.m. news bulletin is giving you a recipe for sausage rolls.
Draping the bottom of the barrel there.
Yeah.
The greatest honour, though, who gets number one this week, actually comes from Today Tonight.
Okay.
In Adelaide. Yeah. This was a promo they were running. So not only was this on the show, this was something that they wanted to let people know was coming up tonight.
Like, this was a feature, a highlight.
Yep.
Dirty tricks.
Bulk packages aren't necessarily the cheapest.
Revealing the best and worst toilet papers on Adelaide Today Tonight.
Oh, quick, tune in, guys. The best and worst toilet papers.
Do you know what won?
No, I didn't tune in. I let that one go. Definitely scraping the bottom of the barrel there, though. Also, you could probably just do the best toilet papers. Do we need to know the worst?
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I got some amazing news from the doctor today. Turns out I'm not lactose intolerant.
You're not lactose intolerant. What a roller coaster.
Now, this is big news. If you haven't heard the show before, I traditionally was, I think, probably the biggest dairy consumer in the country.
Yeah.
Before late last year, I did get a diagnosis of lactose intolerance.
Well, finally, some good news for the dairy farmers.
Yeah.
Dom's back on the market.
Well, and if to prove how big a dairy fan I am,
let
me run you through my first day of freedom back. This is what I've done I've only known since about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Since then, I've had 6 glasses of full cream milk, varying, obviously, brands.
Yeah. But you're still drinking milk when you were lactose intolerant.
Not full cream milk, only Zimmel, only the lactose.
I thought you were
milk.
Having Lactees, the lactose tablets.
No, I wasn't going
to.
Sad
day for them.
Yeah, well, their stocks are plummeting.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to this day businesses around the country.
I had a whole block of Colby cheese, got the vegetable peeler out again and sat down at the table. So that treat's back.
Yep.
Had nachos. But when I say nachos, I mean just corn chips with cheese melted over them. Bowl of ice cream, had a butter chicken for dinner. I had 14 small Kinder Easter eggs.
Hang on. Yeah. You had 14 Kinder Easter eggs?
No, just the little ones.
The little ones.
You know, the little eggs. You yeah. Can get. Yeah.
Oh, so, well, yeah, 14's a reasonable number then.
That, anyway. That,
how do you feel about it? Are you like, are you happy?
Zach, I'm over the moon. Yeah. It's the best.
Did you enjoy those six glasses of milk?
Oh, I the first three I wasn't thinking.
Yeah, they're just straight down.
Just chugging.
Yeah, it's good to have mindful ways of ingesting food and drink.
It's the best news I could have asked for. I would have paid 10 grand for this,
yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Quite seriously. Yeah. So I'm over
you
the moon.
You can pay me 10 grand for it and I can tell you that you're...
Well, look, it is a triumphant return. I do realise, though, that over the past 6 months, I have sort of vacated my position as the champion of dairy. You know, that was my title. That was where I was. I've stepped aside for 6 months.
Yeah.
I want to reclaim it tonight. Now,
fair
I have
enough.
I have a bit of an idea. I've sent you, if you can open up your messages there.
Yeah.
I have sent you a script. Now, I've got some music here.
Yeah.
Can you just read the voiceover bits of this
script? You
want
me to read the script that you wrote?
Yep, yep. And just before we do this, I'll get producer Michael, if he's listening, to bring on in a 1.5 litre bottle of Farmhouse Gold. That's Paul's creamy milk. That's
oh, it's coming in on a platter.
Pasteurized.
Wow, look at
only.
It.
Beautiful. Thank you. Pass me the milk. Beautiful. And Zach, if you can take it away with the script now, that'd be beautiful.
Okay, reading Dom's script. Last year, my best friend Dom, his words not mine, received some life-altering news.
And the doctor ran a few tests, had a bit of a look, and he said, looks like you're lactose intolerant.
After a lifetime of milk drinking, the man affectionately known nationwide as the Iron Udder, the milkman, the man with dairy in his veins, was no more. But today, out of the ashes, a legend is reborn. After 6 months out of the dairy aisle, can the Iron Udder drink 1.5 litres of Farmhouse Gold, unhomogenised milk in 30 seconds and reclaim his throne in the dairy kingdom?
Oh, boy.
Countdown begin in 3, 2, 1. Dom's chugging milk. He's gone about 200 mils and he stopped. What's going on? Oh, he's been out of the game for too long.
Holy crap, what is in that milk?
What are you doing? Dom's having some sort of reaction to the milk. He might have been out of the game for a little too long. Hang on. Producer Michael's come in.
In that milk?
I haven't touched the milk. This was your thing. I was reading the script that you read out.
Why did you play I'm Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot then?
I didn't do that. That was producer Michael.
Was that producer Michael, was it? Okay. What is going on here?
What's
Where
happened?
Is this? What is this double bluff you're working on?
Your face
on
has gone all red. What's happened?
Well, I went to see...
You only
this...
got like 100 mils in.
Yeah.
I thought you were the Iron Udder. You got me to read out that script.
I was chugging my milk, my Farmhouse Gold milk,
yeah.
And then...
Are you okay? What's going on?
No, I'm not okay, because someone put Tabasco in milk.
Okay, hang on.
It's my first day back.
Producer Michael, can you, you know, you're running behind the scenes here. What's going on?
Dom, you opened the milk. It was a sealed lid.
What the hell did you do? Just own up, please.
I didn't. Why are you looking at me?
Enough nonsense.
Why are you looking at me?
Zach, shut up. What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, bullcrap.
What, Michael, were you responsible for this?
There may have been just a hint of cayenne pepper in
the
milk.
Oh, hang on. Was this the video you sent me this afternoon of you putting that powder into the milk? That makes so much more sense now. Everyone now.
You can't expect us to...
What are we feeling?
Had to spice it up a bit.
Do you know why I trusted you, Michael? I said, bring in the milk. This is my first day back to milk and you've ruined it.
I didn't ruin it. I didn't ruin anything. This is producer Michael's idea.
Well, I hope there is untainted milk in the fridge, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you try to finish that leader there?
Oh, you know what? I don't think I will, but thank you.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
How annoying is workplace health and safety? My goodness.
Yeah,
I have to do it for the radio show at the moment, Dom. It's 3 hours.
Yeah, have you finished yours?
No.
I finished mine.
Did you actually?
Today.
You didn't
I
have
did.
Much on, obviously.
No, I didn't have a lot on. I'll be honest, I don't want to be too harsh a critic, but pretty dry 2 stars.
Yep.
The various module videos we had to watch.
Well, we have to do it as individuals, but I've also had to do one for the show, and I'm not sure whether we're going to pass, to be honest. I know that we're on at 1 a.m. in the morning. Thank goodness no bosses are listening, because after doing the workplace health and safety today, I'm not sure whether once I submit these forms, we're going to be on air tomorrow night.
Why?
So I thought I'd just review some of the stuff that I came across today, and you tell me whether or not you think that's going to get through.
Okay, cool. What do you got?
Well, this is what they were telling me we had to do.
Yep.
The final topic we look at today is your responsibilities under workplace health and safety. Southern Cross Austereo is committed to ensuring the health, welfare and safety at work for all employees and visitors into the workplace.
That's going to be a little difficult when we're throwing chairs off the balcony.
3, 2, 1.
Geronimo!
Holy crap!
Hopefully there was no visitors coming in around that time.
Yeah, no.
No one had parked their car anywhere in the driveway that was going to be damaged.
Before you did throw that off the balcony, did you comprehensively check there was no one around?
From the balcony, it looked like there was no one around.
Oh, well, that's what matters.
Do you reckon we passed that test?
Probably not. I reckon that's going to get us a meeting with someone.
Well, the next one is actually about who you have to have meetings with.
Okay. You must also cooperate with any management instruction that involves the health and safety of employees and others.
Remember when the boss told us not to throw eggs in the office?
I've accidentally thrown it through the door of the radio station. There is egg all over the carpet in the radio
station. I've got Tom at a range of 30 metres. I've hit him through the door.
There are two eggs splattered over the floor of the radio station. What a shot. I'm going to get fired for this. I'm back inside, Zach.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't got fired yet, but we haven't had to do with a health and safety audit.
That was Easter last year. There's got to be a statute of limitations on these things. If they haven't fired us for that within 12 months, we've got to
That was
be
an
fired.
Old contract.
We've got to,
you're on a new contract, you can't be done for the eggs from the previous contract.
What? We're fine on that one.
I think the last one is pretty cut and dry what you have to do.
All near misses must be reported using the incident report form.
You have to file out a form for near misses. Right. But then last week on the show, we were driving lime scooters, electric scooters down the hallway.
Yeah.
Oh, Zach's taken over. Okay, well, Zach's taken the win with some slightly dirty tactics. He sent me into a pole.
What do you reckon?
Well, I nearly crashed into a pole because you veered into me. Can I just say...
No incident reports.
No.
We reported nothing. We weren't wearing protective gear.
Yeah.
Are we in trouble?
Firstly, yes, we're in enormous trouble. That's an enormous breach. Secondly, you threw the chair off the balcony, you threw the eggs in the building, and you swerved me into the pole.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm saying I think I'm fine. I think if they're...
All right, I'm done. See everybody. It's been good. I'm going myself in. My last night on the show. I'll see you later. It's been nice.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I made the mistake of wearing a blue polo shirt to Officeworks earlier today. Not the first time I've done this, actually. Second time in my life.
Yeah, you've reported this before. I don't know why you keep doing it. Do you only own blue polos?
Obviously, the mistake is if you've not found yourself in this situation before, that you do very quickly get confused for staff. I do have a wired wardrobe, but the blue polo is one of the top 15 or 20 shirts. So it gets run once every now and then. And unknowingly, wore it into Officeworks. Was only there for 5 minutes. Looking for some basic stuff. And I got stopped 6 times from people thinking I was a staff member looking for direction, looking for help.
Yeah.
The first 3 wanted to know where the printer ink was.
Did you point them in the direction?
Well, by person number 3, I'd figured it out. So yes, by the 3rd person, I said, you just want to go over that direction. One person was looking for the bulk Mentos that they sell there.
Yeah.
They wanted to know where those were.
Easy because you would have been next to it anyway. With your hands in it, just scoffing them down. You do take a lot of Mentos from Ubers, don't you?
Not from Ubers. There was that meeting we went to once.
Yeah.
We were out the front. And
you ate about 14 Minties.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. I ate them out of Minties. And you said it probably wasn't professional, but geez, aren't they the suckers? And then there was another person who asked me for where the best paper for invitations. And I said, I probably can't help you. This is where it became a bit of an issue. Because I said, I'm sorry, I'm probably not the person to ask. And she said, why is that? And I tried to explain to this woman that I don't actually work at Officeworks, but it didn't seem like she was understanding what I was saying. So eventually she just walked away from me, I assume, to find another staff member. I concluded my shopping, and I went up to the checkout to buy my things. And as I was walking out of the store, this guy walks over to me, who was an Officeworks employee, and he had manager written on his badge. And he said, hey, do you know that woman over there? And pointed to the woman who had come up asking about paper. And I said, no, I don't. Why? And he said, she's just put in a customer complaint about you.
You're the first non-employee to get marked down for bad customer service.
I don't think I'm going to get employee of the month at this stage.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, weddings are meant to be a time that brings people together. Unfortunately, though, occasionally, they can do the complete opposite. Not usually to the people getting married, but the people around the edges, particularly friends of the people getting married. Because my friend was telling me today he's going to a Bucks party next week. It's costing $250.
Oh, geez.
That's what you have to contribute to the night out. You don't get any information to what's going on, what activities you're doing, whether it's a pub crawl, whether, I don't know, you're going go-karting. No idea about that. It's just $250. Everyone has to shell it out.
It's a lot of trust.
I feel like, personally, I mean, he was happy to do it and, you know, power to him. I don't know if any of my friends are worth that much. I don't know if I would spend that much. I would kind of go like, how about we keep the money and we just hang out?
Let's do a hypothetical then. I mean, you and I have been friends for nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
If I got married, was having a bucks, $250.
Well, what would your bucks party be though?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. But if you're asked to contribute $250, what would you say?
There'd be a few questions. It wouldn't just be $250, here it is.
Yeah.
I would have to have a few follow-up questions of, can I get this back if the night goes badly?
What, you'd want a refund policy?
Can I refund if I don't have a good time?
Okay. Well, if you had a refund policy for hanging out with me, you'd be cashing that in every time.
Yeah, keep the receipts.
To be honest. That is steep, though. That's steep.
13, 10, 60.
Yeah.
I'd like to open this up for an opportunity if you'd like to vent.
Yep.
How much did you spend on a wedding that wasn't yours?
Yeah. You know, maybe a friend said you got to buy a suit to be in the bridal party. Things along those lines.
That one's a bit awkward once you're getting a bit further down the bridal party, aren't you? Because obviously the best man or the maid of honour, that's usually pretty close to the person getting married.
Yeah.
They're happy to shell out a little bit. If you're number 5 or 6 on the list, you're thinking, can I just bring a suit from home? Do I have to buy a new one? Are you serious?
Well, I'm the best man at my brother's wedding, which is coming up this year. And that's that exact concern. They want to get custom-made suits. And I'm just, some of them are uni students, Zach. Yeah. And I'm just thinking, I don't know if they're going to want to go to a tailor and spend $800.
Put your foot down.
At least I think they're black suits. It's worse when they go in.
That's good. If someone goes a weird color.
You're like, I can't use this again.
100%. And that's why I feel a lot of the times for females, it's a lot harder.
Yes.
Because it's harder to reuse those dresses.
Yeah. There's less environments that are.
Especially if you're going to a wedding with those same friends that are in the wedding party and you're all trying to reuse the dress.
All right. So we guarantee you that brides and grooms can't hear this. That's correct. We've got technology for that.
We have special technology. We are blocking the ears of brides and grooms everywhere. So on 13, 10, 60, this is your chance to vent. How much did you have to spend on a wedding that wasn't yours? Alicia in Melbourne, how much did you spend?
I spent $450.
What was that on, Alicia? $450?
Yeah, so it was on a house that was 45 minutes down the road. It was for dinner and breakfast and some activities during the day and some male entertainment.
Okay.
What do you mean by male entertainment?
We had some people over that we were painting.
Yeah. Okay.
While they lay on the floor.
You were painting their bare chest?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't heard of that before. That wasn't on Art Attack growing up.
Yeah. No, it was not.
No, it wasn't.
Gosh.
It's kind of like, you know, like, you know, where you do those paintings of the nude models.
Yeah.
It's like that, but
a
slight spin on it.
Yeah, it's not far off though. Can I ask Alicia, were you in the bridal party?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's too much to pay when you're not even, when you don't even get a gig in the photos. That's too much.
Are you still friends with the people who got married to this day?
Yes, I am.
Okay. At least you got that.
I guess that's there. I reckon I could be
one. Are you still friends with the guy who you painted?
No.
That was just a one-night thing.
I'm just thinking, I could pick up some weekend work doing that, I reckon.
Which one, the painting or painted?
Being painted.
Yeah.
Just pop into some.
You got a good rig, do you?
Do you need a good rig for it?
I think that's the idea, yeah. No.
A lot of underwhelmed women when
I don't know if they're enjoying painting like pot bellies.
Well, it's a point of difference.
Too much paint.
Hole in the market, Zach. We got John on 13, 10, 60. John, how much did you spend on someone else's wedding?
$2,000.
$2,000? Was this like an overseas thing, surely?
Yeah, it definitely was. Look, I was probably not a best match, but yeah, I had a really great time.
Okay.
But it obviously included like flights, accommodation, and whatever else we did over there.
And were you willing to just jump on board, John?
Yeah, honestly, I really was. A couple of friends went up together, so it was pretty good.
So can I ask, how many people did fly to the wedding? How big was the wedding party in the end?
I think there was about 80 or so people that flew up from Australia.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of people to be asking to fork out $2,000.
The destination weddings, they're a lot of pressure.
It really is.
And I feel like the people calling up on 131060 are much better friends than I am. And I'd like to say, any of my friends listening, you do a wedding in Thailand. Sure. I'd love to see the pictures on Facebook, but I'm not coming.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I have entered a lottery for a $2 million apartment that does get drawn on Friday. And this is it's the strangest thing. It's the weirdest thing, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to win.
Yeah.
I've just got this, you know when you get a feeling about something?
No.
No, when you just get like, it's like in your waters, like in your loins, you're like, oh boy.
Do you have waters?
Do men not have waters?
I don't know, I'm asking.
I've got waters.
Yeah.
And in my waters, I can feel like I'm going to win here. Yep. I can put it down to. I've entered a heap of competitions in my life.
You
right?
have. You actually enter these house competitions all the time. Didn't you spend like a few $100s on house tickets recently?
Not too for long ago, And they all go to charity. That's right. A good cause.
Yeah.
Good point. Thanks
is that
for bringing
why,
it up.
Is that why you're doing it?
Yeah, completely.
Well, why don't you just do the ones, the charities that aren't the house competitions?
That's a sidebar. But I've never had this feeling before. In any competition I've entered in my life, I've always thought, geez, it'd be nice to win, but I've never thought I'm going to win. Mm. But this week, I honestly think I'm at least a 70% chance.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not about, the winner isn't the person who believes it the most. It's not one of the competitions. Sure. The winner is whoever has the most fun. And I know those are the ones that you're used to taking home the trophy with. These are like statistical chance.
Okay, well, I bought a $50 ticket, and it's a $2 million apartment.
That's,
what?
It's an expensive raffle.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the meat trade down at the RSL is like $2.
Sure. Yeah, well, you're winning a $2 million inner city apartment.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's a pretty reasonable price. It's better than the meat tray. You know what? I'd take the meat tray too. I knew you'd be skeptical, and I have been, the people I've been talking to in my life about this saying, I think I'm going to win. I keep getting this response, no one wins these things.
Yeah, well,
right?
one person does.
Well, we're just being told my odds are roughly 1 in 100,000 as well. Which
better than lottery.
Yeah, not too bad.
But,
not too bad.
You know, so that means like if you were in a stadium full of people.
Yep.
Maybe two stadiums full of people. The chance of getting picked out in the crowd.
Well, look, 131060. I want to know, have you ever won something or know someone who's won something genuinely big? Because if I can get stories of people who have won things like this before, maybe a friend of yours once won a car, a good friend won an overseas holiday. Because if I can get stories of people who've won like this before, that'll be evidence that people do win. And I reckon it'll bump my 70% to 80%.
We had a friend when I was growing up win one of the homes you're talking about.
Won a home?
Yeah. The problem with it was a mansion.
Yeah.
And they moved into it, but they just made normal money, and so they didn't have enough money to put furniture all through it. So there was a lot of big empty rooms.
Sure, okay.
And just their old normal furniture in this like really nice mansion.
Well, look, I do have a feeling that it's going to happen for me, that I'm going to win. And just to get that feeling over the line, 131060, have you or someone you know won something genuinely big before? Or the meat tray at the raffle, I'd take that as well, to be honest, because that is a pretty decent prize. We have Hannah in Canberra. What's your story?
Hi, my nana, she won through the McDonald's Monopoly thing.
I didn't think that was possible, Hannah. So someone actually wins in that competition.
Yeah.
What did she get?
She won a Range Rover.
Wow, that's pretty good. Was that an instant win?
Yeah, she got the three.
She was collecting.
She got the street.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that means she got the car.
Did she buy all the things herself or was she asking around?
No, it was just random. She went to pick my puppy up from work.
Yeah.
And she couldn't be bothered to cook dinner.
Wow.
So they went to Macca's and they got, all in one, they got two burgers and two drinks and it came off all of them.
Oh my gosh, one order got
one
all
order.
Three ones.
I reckon someone at Macca's stuffed up there.
Someone's made
I think
a big
they were meant
mistake.
To spread those out.
Someone's made a very big mistake.
Or they needed to get rid of it quickly. It was like, no one's won the car, put it all in the same meal.
Jake is in Bendigo. You won something yourself, Jake.
Yes, about 6 months ago, I went to JB Hi-Fi and I bought a $20 Transformers DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And I entered the competition there and I won a limited edition Bumblebee Camaro.
Is this an actual car?
Yes, an actual car that I'm actually sitting in right now talking to you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
And what's that worth, Jake?
I got it evaluated because it's the limited edition one from the movie. It's $100,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty good. I wouldn't drive it, Jake. Did you ever consider just selling it and not driving it?
I would, but my son loves it way more than me. If I sold it, he'd be very disappointed in me.
Yeah, well, this is sounding pretty. I mean, you're coming around to the fact I'm going to win this, aren't you?
No, not at all. I mean, these people, it's been fantastic that they were able to, in the slimmest of chances, take home a prize. That doesn't affect your chances.
Well, I'm pretty sure it does. Hannah on 131060. What was it you won, Hannah?
I won tickets to see Coldplay in Sydney. I'm from Melbourne and I entered through a Sunrise competition and I had a feeling I'd win, and when I saw it on my phone, I couldn't stop screaming.
Amazing. So you would have, I imagine, entered competitions before in your life also, and you didn't have the feeling then, but you did with this one?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, wow. I just knew I was going to win it.
So, Hannah, did you get a call from Koshy?
No. Unfortunately, it's just a text message, so nothing too exciting.
Yeah, well, Koshy can't make all these calls himself.
No.
I mean, he makes that one on air with the cash cow, but I'm disappointed he's not making the prize calls behind the scene. Yeah. That really just shows.
Hang on.
That just shows the diva attitude of the Sunrise presenters. What, they're going to make the prize calls on air, but once the cameras stop rolling, oh, producers, you go send the messages.
Hey, Koshy could have sent the text.
Yeah.
We don't know he didn't send the text.
Yeah.
That's very possible. Anyway, by the sounds of it, do you want to come check out my apartment on the weekend? Because I reckon I should start getting the removalers ready.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, you're going to be pretty unhappy with me, unfortunately.
Filthy. Oh, no, I think I know where this is going. Dom.
What? Where do you think this is going?
Nah, I'll let you go.
Okay.
I've gone somewhere in my head.
Yeah.
It's a long shot, so I'm not sure that this is it.
Well, you and I have started a Heelys game called the Heeligans.
Because I got some Heelys. Heelys.
That's right. We have adult Heelys. Quite hard to get our hands on, in fact. And in my area, it just so happens that it's council pickup at the moment. It's been hard rubbish. People are leaving rubbish out the front of their house that they don't want, and the council will come and pick it up and
It's like
bands.
A barbecue that doesn't work. The old fridge.
That's it.
That carked it 6 months ago.
That's
and
it.
You don't want to put it in the tip.
Yeah.
So you wait for hard rubbish, put it out on the curb. Mm. They pick it up.
And the rules are, obviously, you can go to people's hard rubbish. And if you see something you want, hey, I could repurpose that chair. You can take it because they've thrown it out. They don't want it anymore.
I'm not positive whether that is actually the rules, but that is what everyone does.
No one seems to care.
Yeah.
Well, earlier today, I was taking a step out to my car. My car was parked on the street. And I was taking things out, like I had a few loads to do down to the car. And one of the loads included my pair of adult Heelys in a box that I have, that I had upstairs, bringing them down to the car. I left them on the footpath next to my car to go and get the other stuff from my house. And as I came back out of the house, I saw this guy who I don't know, he must live near me. I've not seen him before. And he had the adult Heelys in his hands and was walking away from my car. And alarm bells are going off in my mind. This is a Heelys theft.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
the Heelys gang doesn't get stolen from.
No. Do we steal?
No, we're leaving that open. Who knows what we get up to?
The Heeligans.
Once you get the Heelys on, things get wild.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I did say, hey, mate, what are you doing? And he said, oh, but he's not here for hard rubbish, for council pickup.
No one is putting shoes in hard rubbish. It's like furniture and stuff like that. Old building supplies.
Also,
it's not clothing in a box.
No one's throwing out Heelys.
Yeah, are you serious? I mean, it's barely used. You've only worn them three times. I mean, you stacked it all three times, so maybe there's a few scuff marks.
Well, anyway, he said, if you leave it out the front of the house, you really should know that counts as hard rubbish. And I said, no, it's next to my car. I was about to put it in my car. Now, we kind of argued back and forth for a minute or two before he said, fine, look, here you go. Handed them back to me and said, but mate, anything out the front here again, I'm taking it. Right, which I just thought was maybe a bit of an entitled attitude to take. But we had a very near miss there. I was nearly out of the Heeligans because I lost my Heelys.
Yeah, well, you're nearly out of it anyway because you can't Heely.
I can't Heely.
So, I mean, beginning to think maybe you set this up as a way that you'd never have to Heely again.
Because
like you've been so close to injury on three occasions now. I was thinking maybe you wanted to get rid of them.
You thought this was like, you know, someone burning down their house to get the insurance.
Yeah, 100%.
Sort of thing. Well, all I'll say is, firstly, it wasn't that. And I'm very lucky that the guy just carried the Heelys away.
Yeah.
Because had he put them on...
Unstoppable.
No chance I'm catching
him. Never going to catch him.
That's it. Oh, that's... Forget getaway cars from, like, bank robberies.
Yeah.
Chuck on your Heelys. That's what you do. Cops will never get you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all we've got time for on the show tonight. That advice is not legally authorised. If you want to get the podcast... Search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the whole show there. We'll see you tomorrow at 11.
Bye!
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.